Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sade. How may I assist you?
Excuse me. Excuse me. Yes, my name is Teresa Napier, and I did just seen something on Facebook about a KitchenAid thing, which I guess it was $2, and this was kind of misleading. Apparently, I didn't know what was going on, and I need to cancel that with you guys right now.
Can you provide me with your zip code?
41102.
What's your name?
Teresa Napier.
Verify your address for me.
2616 Monroe Street, Ashland, Kentucky.
Okay, so it looks like you enter into a contest for a mixer. And once you enter into that contest, it did include a meal planning app called the Bites Hub. And this app cuts your sugar and carb cravings. And if you want to continue with it, I can discount it to $20 a month.
No, I don't. No, I want to cancel this totally.
Okay, well, just give me one moment to get it canceled.
Thank you.
Okay, so I can provide you with the cancellation number.
Okay.
It's C as in Charlie. 920.
920.
580. 615.
615. And what is this number again?
That's the cancellation number. The number confirming that we did get it canceled today.
Okay. Did get it canceled? Okay. I will just make sure and check that because I checked my account online just a few minutes ago and this popped up. And so I didn't know all that was going to happen or what was going on. It was just so misleading. So, yes, I definitely want that transaction back into my account.
Okay. So just give me one moment.
Okay.
Okay, Ms. Napier, I did go ahead and issue that refund. Just give it 3 to 5 mm-hmm. business days to return back to your account. Well, wait a minute.
Okay.
It looks like the payment was only pending, so it should automatically return back to your account.
Okay.
Okay.
That's great.
So
okay, I appreciate your help.
No problem. I do thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
No problem. Bye.
Bye.